This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we honestly believe people are going to pull over or get their phones out and call in right now to tell us the best chip?
Yeah, I think people have strong opinions.
Yeah.
Do you have strong opinions?
Some of those people might be eating those chips as we speak, as they're driving.
You have a chip that is like, that's the best chip. There's a chip in your brain right now.
I've got two. They're tied, but yes.
I'm very seasonal. Like, Harvest Cheddar, Sun Chips. That's a killer chip.
It's more of a cracker.
What are you? Oh my God.
It's a chip.
It's called Sun Chip. You know what it is?
Is the sun in it?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Yeah. She raises a good point.
She does not raise an even decent point. I see why you wouldn't like it, T-Hack.
Why?
Because it's kind of healthy.
Yeah.
Because there's like kernels of wheat in it.
Yeah, it's not a chip.
It doesn't feel, it doesn't leave a greasy residue on your
hand. If my mom would let me take it for lunch, it's not a chip. It's a health food.
Dude.
And it doesn't count.
I don't know who came up with this list of the most popular chips. I think it's stupid because the number one chip in the country is Plain. Does that mean plain potato?
Yeah, probably just Lay's plain potato chips.
Yeah.
They're classic. That's why they're called classic.
They are. And if you ever go a long time without eating them and then you have a handful.
You're talking yellow bag?
Yeah. And then you're like, wow, these are pretty good. They're not number one. They're not a favorite of mine.
They
but
are
they're
greasy.
They're just.
They're there. You know, they're reliable.
Mm, yep.
They're a great chip to put on a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're having the tuna sandwich, or there's something about putting chips on a tuna sandwich that's so good.
I would just do like a ham or a turkey with them.
I would go without.
You put the chips on a mayo, like tuna salad, chicken salad.
I have mayo on my sandwich.
I know, but it's not the same. I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, also, if you're going to do that, why not put a little character on the chip? If you're going plain, then you wavy lay it.
Ruffle it. Yeah,
okay.
The ruffles are the best. Along the plain lines.
Wavy Lays are a little better than ruffles.
There's
a difference between wavy and ruffles.
Wavy Lays are waves, and ruffles is like ridges. More like, it's like.
I have not
ruffles have ridges.
Yes, I think it ruffles says. Ruffles have ridges.
I've not paid enough attention. I have
Oh my God. We eat, it's so weird. We eat so much Mexican food in my house, and my kids are burnt out on Tostitos.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Noah will eat bean dip or salsa with Wavy Lays. Because they actually hold up to it.
Why not like Fritos?
Fritos are a little too hard.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're like little, aren't they?
Well, the little Fritos, but Fritos makes
a
scoop.
If you get the scoop. Oh, so good.
Frito scoop is a game changer.
Okay.
If you're eating guac or something thick, it's like, it's like having a little baby shovel.
Okay, I like it.
Dude. Frito scoop.
The technology's advanced. I didn't.
Okay, now that I'm this passionate about it, I think people might call in a little bit.
Like, yeah.
Because we've already talked about it longer than I thought we were going to.
Okay, well, and I'm about to make you even more mad.
Okay, before you do, we want you to tell us maybe a chip that we don't know about or just.
Or there's one that I do know about that I've never tried, and I heard it was only in one place, but that it's here. So tell me where to find them.
Okay. We're going to get to that. What is the single greatest chip? What is the thing you, and maybe, even if it's discontinued, what is the greatest chip known to man? 303-222-5423, or we'll probably read a bunch of your texts. So text in to 51059.
I have a controversial pick. It's a sleeper pick, a dark horse.
Mm.
It's in the plain lane. It's the baked Lays.
Yeah, go away.
Have you ever had the baked Lays?
I'm going to tell you something.
They're not enough flavor.
Are you with me?
Aaron?
What?
They are an incredible chip on a sandwich.
On a sandwich! I can see that.
And they're really good. You know what it is? It's the Joe Camel on your way to a Pringle. Because it's it's not a potato chip.
Is that
chip.
Supposed to be enticing?
It is a, it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's like pressed potato, like a Pringle. It's like not a it's, but it's not quite, it doesn't feel quite as artificial as a Pringle.
Yeah, and it somehow feels healthier. They put something
on it. You just said no to Sun Chips because they were
so
healthy.
But there's so much salt on it, bro.
Yeah, I know. They're real salty. It's just, it's so plain. It's salt. It's just, I like the baked.
Any
baked
of
glaze.
The baked line.
I don't
baked.
Think the baked are, taste as salty.
Oh my God, you're insane. They're so salty. Huh. The baked Lays, the baked barbecue Lays, the baked Tostitos scoops are dope. The baked Cheetos.
I can't.
What?
I can't believe you're on my side.
Oh my God, the baked chips are great.
Yeah, good. Yes.
Yeah, I'm never on your side when it comes to food, but that is a great chip.
Aaron staring at us. She's
disappointed. I'm disappointed.
It's a bag that looks as big as like a regular chip bag, and then when you open it, it's like got the amount of chips as a small bag. It's,
yeah.
It's a rip.
Yeah, they're kind of filed in there too, like they're pieces of paper, like they're in order.
Because they're
like,
so flattened.
Yeah. But it's a good chip.
How do we feel about Pringles?
I'm in on Pringles. The pizza Pringles, very good.
Okay.
Regular, the sour cream and onion.
Say out loud that you think it tastes like pizza.
It's, no, it
it's
does
not.
Not
even
it's,
pizza adjacent.
No.
It's just like, its own flavor. But
it's disgusting.
I saw someone, Cool Ranch Doritos taste like ranch.
But in I remembered because we talked about Doritos for some reason like a few days ago off air. It was in Iceland that they call Cool Ranch Doritos Cool American.
Shut up.
Yep.
Okay, well, yeah, the like reason that. We talked about Doritos off air, and I'm recommending everyone, this is my sleeper pick, and it's probably one of the best chips I've ever had in recent times. King Soopers by my house had mustard Doritos.
I'm in.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Hot mustard Doritos. So it's like eating that, you know, like when you like have a pretzel bite and you get that stone ground mustard, it's almost like having wasabi. Like instead of orange dust, you have yellow dust on your hands and it's like, you just keep getting smacked in the face with like hot mustard. It's so good.
The Doritos people, the Oreos people, someone needs to stop them.
No,
they just keep going.
No, you
they're
don't.
Just, they're not going to stop.
Don't
you realize what you're letting them, they're not going to stop.
It works most of the time.
That one works. Sometimes when they're like, there's like dill pickle chips out there
get
now.
Get out, because that's my favorite.
Shut up.
You get out of here.
That's
one of my top two. That and salt vinegar. I could eat them until my taste buds
what
are
kind
gone.
Of salt and vinegar? It's got to be like a kettle chip.
Yeah. Like the Miss Vickie's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
hard
that and the Lay's
chip.
Dill pickle, I could eat that for the rest of my life.
Lay's dill pickle.
Yeah.
You're saying it tastes like dill pickle.
Yes.
I also have to throw out for my wife from the East Coast, Utz. You ever had the
they're constantly in the store and I'm afraid to try them.
They're big on the East Coast and the texture's very good.
Yeah.
I got to throw out
the
Utz chip.
You know what it is?
If I want to sleep in my house tonight, I have to throw out the Utz chip.
It's going
to
cover me. I think so many people have been like, the world's best chip.
No.
World's best chip. And then you go like, ugh.
No, because I can see how we overdid Culver's. We're not overdoing Utz.
Utz is that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Utz is better than Lay's.
It's a little, they're a little thicker.
It depends on what you're looking for, but it's close.
Is a Dada chip?
Are those the pretzels?
Yes.
I don't know, because I was just going to say Utz makes pretzels too. So
the Dots pretzels are one of the best things I've ever put in.
Yeah.
They're soaked in so much methamphetamine that like when you eat one,
you
have no choice but to go like, I don't even know what that flavor is.
I lick the flavor off of the pretzels.
Yeah, you can't have it because it's gluten. And she's
and
just,
then throw the pretzels away.
She's literally just sitting there firing down, like licking them like blah, and throwing them. All right, we've got more to read here, but we want to hear unpopular opinion. What? I can see that. We need to go get some chips. What is the greatest chip of all time? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're kind of talking about like the chip hill you'll die on. It's like, what's the greatest chip of all time?
Mm-hmm. I'm going down for the baked chips.
That's really your thing.
I think so, yeah. I always get them. I always get the baked.
That's wild.
God, what's that one chip my kids always ask for? It's like if you took an onion ring and took the middle of it out.
A Funyun?
No, what is it called, Aaron?
A Funyun. I know, okay.
It's a Funyun. Like
Funyun.
An onion.
A Funyun.
Stop saying yun. Funyun. It's God, she's so
Yins want some Funyun.
Oh my God. We've done stupid stuff on this show before. This is the stupidest thing we've done. Chip Hill, Brandon?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. What's the greatest chip ever?
Sun Chips, the garden salsa seasoned flavor. By far.
It tastes a little like barf.
Yeah. It's the perfect chip every time. And if you slap that chip between a couple of buns, put it on a sandwich, a little meat right then and there, it's the perfect crunch each time.
You know what it is? It's every time they try to put tomato on a chip, it's just like pizza
flavor.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, an actual tomato, but artificial tomato seasoning, whatever they use, that's fine.
Artificial tomato seasoning tastes like barf.
No, it does.
Like when you I used to get pizza Pringles pizza sticks. Pringles made a pizza stick, and it's like that's not pizza. Like
someone texted in and said that TGI Fridays had a pizza chip.
They did, and
they said it was the best actual pizza chip.
I don't think it tastes like pizza. Is all I'm saying. Yeah.
If you can get past that barf undertone,
just barf flavored barf Doritos. No, Jenna.
Tostitos salsa verde.
Mm.
I don't know if I've had that.
It's another one that's going to taste like barf though.
Because of the tomato.
Because of the tomato. Mm. It's not going to be good.
Is it a different color at all, or are they just? Is it because they do like the Tostitos, the lime, and you can't ever
the
tell.
Hint of
Please
lime,
tell
yeah.
me you don't like the lime.
No,
ones.
I don't like the lime.
Those
ones.
Are the best ones.
It's artificial lime. It's just
it's
like
so
putting,
good.
It's like rubbing a Sour Patch Kid on top of a chip.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's gross.
So that I would do.
Can I tell you something? I know we're talking chips. They make a Sour Patch Oreo.
I've heard that those are the best Oreos.
It's literally the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Literally.
I'm ordering.
Literally, the consensus I've gotten from like six people is it's really good.
Your friends are dumb and have no palate whatsoever. It's the worst. I still have some in my house. They have gluten in them, so you will die, but I will get you one.
I really want to. Maybe I'll try a bite and spit it out.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
What a way to go.
All right. Tostitos salsa verde. Sorry we took it on a tangent there. Steve.
Yay.
Best chip ever. What is it?
I don't know if it qualifies as a chip, but years ago as kids, we loved Bugles.
Oh,
yeah.
Little tornadoes.
Are those the ones that you put on your fingertips?
Yes, they look like little tornadoes.
Yeah.
It's required to put them on.
We used to fill them with like peanut butter or jelly or like pickles and things, and you could fill them with all kinds of different stuff, and it was great. It was good.
Dude, you fill them with salsa. If you fill them with salsa, they're like a perfect little... A little tornado of salsa.
How can I fill them when they're on my fingertips?
Well, you have eight of them on your fingertips. You're right. Yeah. It's like your omelet thing.
I just use them to type.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good one. I do think it qualifies, don't you?
I do. I was thinking Bugles earlier. Bugles are up there. I like them.
You have a very specific thing. You like a very bland, because Bugles are just like... formed like it's not a full potato, it's just like formed and salted.
I think I just like salt.
Yeah, it's literally like,
number one, just salt.
Derek.
Yay.
What's the best chip ever?
Well, it's gotta be that Doritos sweet barbecue, but a sweet,
sweet barbecue.
I don't know if it's the same as it was a few years ago. It's in this purple bag and you have to keep eating them or it gets spicy.
Wait, is that like the sweet and tangy one?
Yeah, maybe.
I think I know. Those are really good. You can't stop.
It's a Dorito?
Yeah.
Like a barbecue feels potato to me, not corn.
I don't know if it's barbecue.
That's why it works.
Huh. All right, I will actually try that one. That one sounds...
But right. Beware. Don't stop eating them. It gets really spicy.
Spicy sweet chili is in a purple bag. Hey. Doritos.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, that's what it is. Spicy sweet chili. I'll try that.
Maybe.
They're good.
A lot of people are searching for Doritos purple bag. It's like a number one.
Oh, really?
So it's a highly rated.
Okay, Michaela.
Hey.
Best chip ever.
What's good? Okay, here's the thing. First of all, the fact that you think that Sun Chips is a cracker, that's kind of wild. I'm a little worried about you.
Well, it's more of a cracker just because it's like stone ground. It reminds me a little bit of like something that'd be on a charcuterie board. You know what? It's like, it's a nicer, nicer than a chip.
I agree. It feels like more of a decision. Like chips, you just have a handful. This, you're like, I don't know. Am I really?
No, because if I go to Subway and I pick Sun Chips, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm a healthy queen. So like, I get it, but also with the chip. Okay. Anyway, okay. Here we
and
go.
You thought people wouldn't be it's fired up.
Honestly, let me find out. It's probably an unpopular opinion, but have you tried Cheetos Cheddar Jalapeno? Because
yes,
they're so good. Because here's the thing, Flamin' Hot. Sometimes my taste buds don't want to be doing all that. Okay, it is a little too
Flamin'
spicy.
Hot's too much.
Yeah, it's like for like that midday little like, ooh, let me get myself a little snack. Like, ooh, let me bring something to like the Super Bowl. Like,
yes.
And then all of a sudden it's like unassuming. You're bringing the cheddar jalapeno,
yes.
And they're like, ooh, what's this? You still got a little kick, but you still got the Cheeto
but
flavor.
But I don't think they're jalapeno enough. Do you? They're not.
Okay, that's true. But it's like,
so they taste like barf.
Then just eat Cheetos.
No, yeah. But they are, and they're the crunchy because
okay.
I like the crunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the Flamin' Hot. Anything that red dust is on you forever.
Oh, yeah. It stains like you.
You can literally power wash the skin off your hands and it'll still be red.
Yeah.
It's, oh, Christian, I hate you that. Look like you just made out with a dragon by the time you're done. Like, you're like, well, probably not.
Michaela, I want you to call for every single topic we do. You are
can I
amazing.
Please, honestly, like, can I have a job as a radio host?
Yes, just get out. Come in here.
Honestly,
we're keeping the seat warm.
Let me join.
Thank you.
Steve, I mean, Steve's my dad's name. It'll just work out. I'm right.
All right. It's perfect. Thank you. She, like, she was unreal.
Yeah.
Marlene.
Hello.
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 Well, yeah,
hello.
Y'all.
Yeah, hi.
What's the best chip ever?
Hey, thanks for letting me put me on hold for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No worries. No worries. I just had my car towed, so I was wasting time anyway. I think the best chip in the world, the Slacker, is these Utes are Maui onion. They're like a kettle chip, and they have this amazing like Hawaiian like oniony flavor.
And I'm not a huge fan of onion, though.
Yeah, is well, Utz, is that Utz? I don't know which is
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah.
UTZ?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They do a good chip.
Maui onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're
I'm sorry, Maui onion.
Hey.
Oh, Aaron.
It's fine. Put it on my headstone. Whatever.
Ellen?
Yay.
Yay.
What is the best chip ever?
They were called Prontos, and they were only available in limited markets for a very short time.
Oh, my God. I think I remember it.
They were test marketed in Portland, Oregon, as far as I know. They were never anyplace else, and apparently I was the only person buying them. They didn't last long.
Do you have a stash?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't know how to say this. Okay, I don't. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. Let's talk about something else. Never mind. Can't do it.
Just say it.
We can handle it.
No, it's not about you, Aaron.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
I am. Okay.
Then don't say it. I think we're all in agreement.
I'm tired of the texters saying that I'm too hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm tired of it.
All my burner phones texting. Be nice to
TAC. I am
going to
start calling if you complain that I'm too mean to TAC. TAC, am I too mean to you?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think that you're...
I would never say that on air. Never, never.
Aaron?
Yes, boss?
Do you want to be... Do you want to be constructive or what do you want? How do you want to? What do you want to do here?
Constructive is good. That was a struggle. Sorry.
Having said that I'm tired of people saying I'm mean to you. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little frustrated with how healthy you've become.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't necessarily consider him healthy.
Well, he's...
I know you're right here. Yeah, sorry.
Just look at him.
No, because you have lost like 20 pounds now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're drinking so much water. You've cut back on soda. Like,
thank
that's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah,
you
thank
still
you.
Eat a
but
lot
healthy
of pizza.
Is too far.
Yeah, healthy is probably too far, yeah.
You've made healthier choices, mm-hmm. but are you...
But it's
I
like...
Yeah, I didn't cut out the junk. I just cut down on the junk.
Which is perfect. I think that balance. Life is about balance.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've often heard life is a highway, and I'm going to ride it.
Oh, not long.
Here's, I get,
like
okay,
a,
well, having said that, there's
like a box of chocolates.
We are not going to get through anything today. I just want everybody to know this is what you got. Stream of consciousness.
Yeah, let's talk about how healthy I am again.
Well, okay,
I like
so,
this.
Like, it's just been happening, and like right now, all three of us have... the same waters in our hands right now. And it's like, yay. But there's a story like about how to grocery shop. Like there's something about like if you, and I don't believe this to be true. It's like if you go shopping and you make a healthy choice, like you buy something healthy, your brain is suddenly going to go like, okay, next thing, make it bad.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
That does not happen.
Oh yeah, it does.
It doesn't happen to me. I'm either all in or all in.
Oh really?
Yeah. If I go to the grocery store and I'm like today, if I were to go to the grocery store right now going, T-Hack's beating me.
Like it's not a competition.
Everything in life at all times is a competition constantly in my world.
Okay.
You don't feel that way?
No, I just didn't want to be as chubby anymore. It was more of a personal thing.
So you're not trying to beat me?
No, I don't think so. Should I?
Well, no, I'm going the other way.
So should we have a competition?
Yes.
Can you get, T-Hack, you need to get an Apple Watch and then we can challenge each other. I have an
have
extra.
You ever
do you
done
want
one?
My old one? Yeah.
With who?
Just friends. I need to add a few people that we know.
We're not on together, right?
No.
Good. No, because when I do them, then it's like bad. Then I've called in sick before because I was getting my ass kicked by my friend Ben.
Who called in sick to what? To go hike a mountain or
I called in sick to get ahead of him that day. I was in deep trouble. Like when you're it's when
so
you challenge
told
somebody
him?
It's like a 7-day competition. I didn't tell him, but like I could tell like he was ahead of me and we had started like on a Sunday or whatever. So I knew I had Friday and Saturday left to get things done. And I was like, if I go into work on Friday, I'm not going to have time. So I called in sick and just went after it.
Okay, but it'll be better if it's the three of us because we have the same schedule.
Yeah.
Kind of.
No,
like work.
Because I have crap to do. I'm a grown up. You two are just like yahoos. You have all day to like, Aaron, it's like when you're in a competition, all of a sudden it's like you'll get a notification like, Aaron just rode 17 miles on the Peloton. You're like,
yeah, I don't know if I like that. Then instead of being happy for Aaron doing it, now I'm like, oh, Aaron, I'll get you.
Yes,
that's good. You.
Yeah.
And then, but you're inspired and you get.
I think I just drop out pretty quick, it sounds like.
Okay, well, you drop out now, so you're less healthy. Back to the grocery store. So then I fully disagree. Like when I'm in, like right now, if I were to go, I would not go into the middle of the store. Like not even once. Do you know that if you never go in the middle of the store, you won't gain weight?
Because that's where all the junk food is. Yeah.
Interesting.
The middle of the store is junk.
So what's on the outside of the store?
Produce.
And how do I get there? I seem to miss it every time.
Like, think about it. Produce, like meat.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medicine.
The bakery. Ooh, well, yeah, that's in the
I mean, but you're not going to hit it. You're right. You would just be like, oh,
bakery.
The Lunchables are along the back. I
they
can do this.
They are along the back. But you can mostly.
Pack of hot dogs.
You know you could mostly stay healthy.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever gone to the store hammered or stoned?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in school, like coming back after the bars, that was the only thing open in the town was the Walmart.
So you did what?
So you'd
made
have to go
decisions.
Get poor decisions.
Do you
yeah.
think they're poor, though? In the long run, do you think it's a poor decision? Like when you wake up and there's like...
It definitely didn't help.
Yeah, but there's you open your freezer and there's like an 8-pack of Totino's pizzas. You're like, yeah. Thank you, Drunk Mike. Yeah.
And it came as a 15 pack. And
you're yes.
Like, still 8 left. Great.
And you've never turned the oven on and your teeth are all broken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to say a word that is kind of awful to a lot of people.
Are you sure you want to?
Now, you've already said it.
Oh.
I thought it was, is it moist?
Did she just say moist?
No, that's what it...
No. The word is sure.
Sure.
Yes. It was a contentious word in my former marriage.
Really?
Yes.
What? I've never heard of this.
You haven't?
I don't think so. No. What, never, what's wrong
so
with
what it means sure. is like, sure. oh, you've heard the word sure. You've just yeah. never.
Okay.
It's so there's an article out there, like somebody on the internet is like, it's somebody famous. It doesn't really matter because the story is.
Sure.
If you get asked to do something, it's like, hey, Hack, you want to go bowling tonight?
Sure.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
My ex-wife would be so mad at me for that.
Why?
And she's still mad at the kids if they do it.
Because she wants a yes or no?
Yes.
Or no?
Or absolutely. Or that'd be fun. Or that'd be great.
A more sure, solid answer.
Sure feels like, well, yeah, I'll go.
Almost like a throwaway.
Yeah. It's like you're not excited about doing the thing. Sure. Do you want me to make pancakes? Sure. Well, okay, I'm going to have to get flour out and eggs out and milk out. I'm going to light the griddle. I'm going to get butter. I'm going to warm up syrup. I'm not going to do all that for sure. Like, do you want them or not? Do you want pancakes?
Well, I view it that same way. You're going to have to do all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, sure. I'll have some.
If you want
to, yeah. If you want to do all that, sure. I view it as
but
like
you,
I'm
you
putting...
You hear how you said it different there? You're like, sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? You totally sure. said it different the second time.
Okay. But when I say sure, it's because of that. Like, I'm not going to say, look, I want you to get out the mix and the eggs and slave over the stove for me. So, sure. I mean, if you want to, sure.
But it's got a stank on it. Do you get
that
it?
That one, I heard it on that one.
It's just, oh, sure you did.
I didn't see it when I was married. Because she would get so mad. Like, oh my God, you want me to make reservations for our anniversary? And it's like, sure.
That's an example where you need yes or no.
Why? It's the same exact word.
No, that's a very important.
Okay, so for Saturday night.
Okay,
and it's not our anniversary. What, should I make reservations for Saturday? Sure.
Right, because I'm not gonna yes do that. I want you to be inconvenienced for me. Do it.
But
I instead go sure because I'm not gonna demand that you do that.
But you're not demanding. She's asking. That's the difference. It's like, so you feel like you're not invested. It makes sense to me now. Like if, cause you're not saying, hey, would you make pancakes? It's like, I'm offering you something. Do you want it? Sure. You didn't say you wanted it.
Okay.
Do you want this? Sure. Not yet. Yes means you want it. Sure means, okay, I'll go ahead and scarf some of them down. I mean, but if you don't make it, I'm fine too. Then it's like, then F you. Okay. I'm not going to do it.
But it doesn't work both ways, because what happens if after those pancakes, you go up to bed, you're laying in there and you're like, you want to, you know, and she's
sure.
like, sure. And you're like, yep.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Do you know what disappoints me most about me?
Oh.
No. What is it?
I don't really have, like, I have epic stories of like, doing crazy things with different people and like drinking stories and stealing stories and like I don't think I have any good naked stories.
Not None? Even during your rock star days?
I was like so
your
many
your tight leather pants ripping or
I mean I don't have naked like I remember a guy I like he was on stage and I was like, dude, there's bubblegum on your pants.
Oh.
And I wanted to tell him and he actually just had a hole in his pants and his berries had like pushed through like a hernia in his pants.
Oh my God.
It was just like, it was looked like a little pink piece of bubble gum on his pants, but he wasn't naked.
No.
Like, yeah. I don't have any.
You never streaked or anything?
I've never.
Is that the prop? Streaked? Struck?
Yes. I don't think it's struck. You ever struck? I've had neighbors streak. Like I remember, yeah. It's such a long story, but like I had these problem neighbors when I lived in an apartment. By the way, we just want your naked stories, so just bear with me and my stupid story real quick. We had these problem neighbors when I lived in an apartment. They would warm their car up at 4 a.m. He had an old Bronco, like not a cool Bronco, but like 70s, 80s
okay,
Broncos.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He'd warm his car up for like 40 minutes every morning. It was like, ugh. And then they'd throw these weird parties and they would like dare each other to do stuff and they'd come and knock on your door and you'd open your door and there's a drunk naked person there. And I'm like, this is
yeah.
That was one of the things they did. I was finally able to scrape together enough money to buy a house in what's called Farmington. It's a terrible community. It's not terrible if you live in Farmington. It's at 100th in Colorado. Got a house there. It was great. And I remember I was living there for like 2 months. And it was like a Saturday night, and I had a few people over, and I was like, I opened the door. My neighbor from the apartment.
No.
Naked as a jaybird. They were like, what?
What?
You're like, where do you live? And they're like, right here. And I saw the Broncos sitting in their driveway. They had just moved in.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So this
gosh.
Is a naked and a coincidence story. That's my naked story.
And that's how he's introducing himself to the neighborhood.
Thankfully, it was the girl.
But, yeah. Oh,
okay. That's fine. Okay.
I'm just... Do you know how it is, how the people who tend to get naked are not the people you want to get naked?
Yeah.
Like you're at a party and there's a bunch of hot people there. You can tell they have ripped abs and they've got.
Are you trying to give yourself excuses as to why you don't have any naked ones?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a huge fan of my naked body.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying you were such a big fan of it, and that's why you're one of the hotties who
No,
you don't just show it off to anyone.
No, I'm very no. Even when I was fit, I don't feel like taking my clothes off.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't feel like I've ever looked good. I think it's just kind of like a lot of hair.
But do you have friends who would just take their clothes off at the drop of a hat?
Oh yeah, yeah. And
all the time.
We used to do a similar thing in the dorms when we first moved in. Is you'd get naked and then you'd do a handstand in front of somebody's door. So your feet are kind of up on their door.
And then you bang on the door.
And then knock on the door. And then they answer the door. Oh, who's here?
And they're looking directly at your...
Yeah, because if you're just standing there, they have to look down. Here, you give them no choice. They're looking...
It's right
eye
in
level.
The...
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's...
Noted.
It's yeah.
Have you ever done this?
Well, that's college.
we have some actual news stories about nakedness, but I might as well give one more. Have you ever heard of a squashed frog?
No.
I'd love to hear it, though.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Come on, you can picture it a little bit.
A little.
Okay.
I have a guess.
I had a bandmate of mine that, like, anytime we would walk by, you know, like, when you're on a fancy street, like, there's a nice little French bistro over here by the apartments you lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have...
Le French, I think it's called.
Yes, there you go.
That's how I knew it was French.
So they just have windows on the outside. Like, and you can see people sitting there eating their escargot and French onion soup and whatnot and Chateaubriand and whatnot. My former bass player would just drop trout and then go put the squash frog against the window at fancy restaurants.
Wow.
And
is that the dessert menu or what's...
What's with the frog on the... Because you can imagine like a bullfrog, how they
puff out
there. Oh, I got
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just show us.
So just one more thing with the squash frog. One time we were downtown Denver by like whatever, the Tabor Center or whatever, and there was a whole bunch of people in a glass thing, and he ran up and like smashed or squash frogged it. And then we turned around and there was all these parents standing there with like horrified looks and their cameras and stuff. We were like, what's going on? They're like, that's our kids in there. It's prom.
Oh, no.
So we had squash frog at a prom.
No.
I ran. He sort of duck walked.
While picking up his pants.
Yeah. All right. So if you've got a good... Do you think anybody's going to call now that we've had terrible stories on the...
Yeah, it can only go up from here.
Yes. If you've got a good naked story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I haven't necessarily been like
just admit it.
Naked anywhere. Okay. But I did I think I've mentioned this, but maybe I've also said friend of show, but you know what? I'm taking full responsibility.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
At Disney World,
You streaked?
Top, yeah.
Why? You'll get banned for life.
We drank around the world. Things got crazy. I didn't get banned.
Dude, you're so obvious. You have red hair. They're going to be able to like... So you flipped your top off. You kept your top with you while you were running.
Yeah, of course.
And then you put it back on and you didn't get kicked out.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. I like it. Happiest place on earth. Now we know why.
That day was even happier. There's some dude. Did they turn the like plane around?
Yeah, they did.
They turned around mid-flight. A dude got naked and ran down the aisle before he was tackled by another passenger. I just want to say, I'm not.
Nope.
Not touching one.
I'm not tackling.
No.
Yeah. They didn't cover that in the speech before we took off.
Are you willing to do the exit door? Yeah, I'll do all that stuff. Yeah. Naked guy comes running through here. You're willing to like...
Why do guys take off their shirts before fights? Is it kind of like that, or is
I
it
don't
just...
know why guys do. Okay. Maybe to keep the blood off of them.
I thought it was so that you can't like grab it.
Oh,
you can't, grab it and pull it over you. Throw him down if you grab his t-shirt.
Oh, it's like a hockey fight thing.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. What do I know about street fights?
All right, if you've done something ridiculous, we want to hear epic naked stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Naked.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready.
You guys first.
Nobody wants that. We want your naked stories, and Rachel's up first. Rachel?
Yay.
Naked.
So my story is I went to my mother-in-law's house for the first time. We all decided, like, let's get in the jacuzzi. We got in. After that, I was like, I'm going to shower. So I get into the shower. My mother-in-law comes in, grabs my clothes, my swimsuit, everything out of there to wash. So I'm like, all right, when I get out, I have no towel. I have nothing. I just wander out of the bathroom, you know, naked.
At your mother-in-law's house?
For the first time meeting him.
There was no towels or anything in the bathroom.
You got to at least get some toilet paper and just like do...
Mummify yourself?
A little.
I was using my hands trying to like cover, but I found the room I thought we were staying in, and I was like looking for my clothes, looking for anything. Couldn't find anything, and my father-in-law walks in.
No!
Just stares at me, and I'm staring at him, and I'm like, leave. And he wouldn't leave, so I just had to like walk
he
out
wouldn't
of
leave what do you mean he wouldn't leave?
Well, have you ever walked in on a naked woman? It's a lot.
It's my son's girlfriend.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would think I would have a hard time leaving if I walked into it and saw
you
a naked
a what?
Woman a hard time leaving
a what
a hard time yeah, leaving
was, yeah I mean when you see a
it'd
naked
be hard
woman,
to leave
look, but still it's like okay, you see, I'm like panicking, leave. Like, it was so bad.
Wow, okay, thank you. I just really want to explore the inner workings of T-Hack there a little bit more. But, Ryan?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Naked.
All right, so college, best time for naked stories. Had some roommates, and we shared a community bathroom. Woke up one morning, note that we live on the fifth floor. Woke up one morning, stumbled into the bathroom. Roommate number two, completely naked, passed out on the floor, bleeding from his forehead, clothes nowhere, nowhere to be found.
So we don't even know how he got.
Not in the room.
Yeah.
No. Never found him. Never found the clothes. Didn't know what happened. He didn't remember the last thing.
So it was
night.
Like an alien abduction. They just brought him back wounded and naked.
And right on the bathroom floor was our roommate from that last night.
Wow. What do you treat first? Do you cover him up or do you treat the
cover
wound?
Cover him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, even just out of respect.
Hallway.
Yeah.
Hallway for pants, but no luck.
Yeah, no, you just find him something. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Micah.
Yay.
Naked, what do you got?
When I was 17, a friend and I ran over to a community pool that wasn't ours and went skinny dipping. Well, her boyfriend and his friend came to pick us up. And he scared the absolute bejesus out of me, acting like a cop and wanted us to come out of the water. So I was stuck in the water trying to devise a plan to get out of the pool area with, like, at that point, I wasn't even worried about clothes. I just wanted to get out of there because I didn't want to get arrested.
So you ran naked?
I was close to running naked. If he wouldn't have come around the corner to show me who he was, I would have jumped out of that pool and just gone and hopped the fence.
I'm just saying being naked's bad, but running naked is just horrifying.
It's another level.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. I don't care how cut you are. It's not pretty.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Every once in a while we talk about something, we call it big fight, little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do calls and do, I mean, we can kick this around in this room. I just need to know, am I an a-hole?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now let's hear the scenario and how you were an a-hole in it.
Okay. I've been sick the last couple of weeks, right? Just,
yeah.
It's like the allergy thing. Like right now, the right side of my head feels like it's just, I just want Jeffrey Dahmer to like drill a hole in it and try to like.
Desperate.
Was that Dahmer?
Yeah, I think Dahmer was trying to, he really wanted to like.
I always get him and Gacy confused. I thought Gacy wanted the zombies.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. I remember one dude escaped from Dahmer and the police literally brought him back.
Yes, Dahmer was drugging him, but I think eventually he was.
You're right. It was. Yeah, that was Dahmer.
He was drilling holes in their head.
Anyway.
Well, we don't have time to get to my scenario, but if you've watched the Netflix special.
He's the real
a-hole. He is.
If you have a drill, text in. Or
that's a real thing?
To drill into a head?
It releases pressure. It's like very serious
things. But there's a scientist who she drilled a hole in her head and it like opened up her psyche. It got rid of a lot of her inhibitions. Like you leave an opening in your head for some reason.
Okay.
It's called something. There's a head drilling procedure. And she was like, she's like this old woman who was an expert on acid.
Oh, so she makes the best doctor for this situation.
And she tried to convince different doctors to do this, and no one would do it. So she and her husband just set up a thing, and she put her head in the drill press, and he was like, and then she went to a party that night. Did you find her?
Is it trepanation? Is that the
word?
That's
the name
it?
Of the thing.
Okay. It's definitely, yeah, it's they're definitely very old thing. Looking pictures. Though.
Yeah. Not drill a hole in your head.
Not a lot of anesthesia, it looks like, in these pictures.
No, because I don't think it necessarily hurts.
You're drilling a hole into your head.
I know. It sounds crazy. But there's
how embarrassing
not a lot of...
when they put the hole in and then there's just no brain in there and they're like, well, okay, DX, we knew the whole time. How embarrassing.
I don't have time for this. Okay. So I've been sick and I'm around this other person who's also suffering from the allergies. And when you have the allergies, what is the greatest feeling in the world?
The allergies.
Yeah, I know. It's like... God, I hate California people who put the in front of things like that.
I kind of like it.
I don't. Like with our promotions, dude, the other day, he's like, well, first I got on the 225, then I got on the 70.
Is he from
and
California?
Like, I'm like, you're not from here. Nobody here says the on any of those words.
Mm.
You don't say that. It's like saying the cancer. You don't say that either.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Or the allergies. You're right. So I'm the a-hole.
Close
we
that
already
hole.
Knew that.
Okay, here we go. She was about to sneeze.
Okay.
You know what it looks like when somebody's about to sneeze.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as she was about to sneeze, I was like, oh, bless you.
You don't say it until she's done sneezing. Because then it goes away.
I've never heard of this before this moment.
I haven't either.
And I'm going to tell you this. We got a knockdown drag out. She was like, through like everything she had in her hands down, like,
yeah.
You ruined it.
You did.
Ruined what? A
sneeze
is an involuntary action that happens to your body. I can't ruin it.
You
from
ruined
over-
it.
Okay, so
I know.
Hey,
I'm with
hack,
you.
It's a chick thing.
No, it has to be.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, and it's not real.
I'm pretty sure I've done it to you.
You can't. You can take away a yawn by putting your finger in their mouth.
Well, that's
a thing.
Weird.
Have you ever done that?
Holes in the heads, finger in the mouths. What
no,
are you
because
into?
If somebody, like if you're. I used to do it on road trips. If you've got somebody in the passenger seat and the passenger seat has a very crucial role on a road trip. Make sure the driver doesn't fall asleep. Okay. And when they start going, you just put your hand in the
mouth. I'm yawning.
Stop it! You put your hand in the mouth, it ruins the yawn. Immediately. Because they're like, like you can't, even if you get your hand near their mouth, it's like, and they can't finish the yawn.
But yawn is less of a whole body. Like I go into sneeze mode.
Yes.
And it's like
you've got the most bizarre sneezes.
I forget, has he got quiet ones?
They're like quiet and fast.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're coughs or
they
something.
They do not sound like a sneeze.
Yeah, but once I go into that mode, nothing is stopping it.
No, but what if I say bless
you,
too
five
soon?
In a row.
Yeah, no.
Well, with
I would
him
just...
you can't tell because it's just instant.
Okay, but what if? What if I was in there just going, bless you. And then he's like, oh no, you ruined. Like this is all I'm asking.
I will ruin. I will watch you
okay,
and
great.
I will ruin.
I will tell you this.
I will watch you and I will ruin you.
You can't stop my sneeze.
Yeah, and what do you
it's
mean ruin it?
It's involuntary.
Where does it go?
That's what I'm saying.
It's just like, you know, when you suppress a sneeze, it's kind of that, but it just disappears.
To where?
I don't.
Into
inside.
Narnia? There's this whole.
Goes
there's all
out
these,
the other end.
There's just all these unresolved sneezes.
Yes.
Wandering around in purgatory. Yeah.
Maybe they go to me. That's why I sneeze so many times.
That could be it. But they're weak. You sound like a 90-year-old chihuahua with its bark vocal cord cut. Where it's like. Bah, bah.
Yeah. But okay. There's no stopping me. I agree. It would have nothing to do. Because, yeah. If I'm alone, if I'm with people, I'm sneezing. If I have nothing to sneeze.
Yeah, because no one is there to say bless you when it's on your face.
Can you do the look up no matter what? Like,
It's not, to me, it's not a look up. It's like you have to look at the lights.
So up works kind of, light for sure works. But
just looking at the light?
If you look up, like when you're about to sneeze, it'll come. If you're like on, if you're like, oh, I'm not sure if this is gonna be the one, look up. If you look at the sun when you're like on that thing, the sun is like the prostitute of sneezes. You're getting it's got.
But
getting
I thought they were
there.
Involuntary.
They are involuntary.
So just like you look at the light, if someone says bless you, it goes away.
So you're saying it's like when I said bless you before she sneezed, it was like turning off the sun.
Yes.
Women.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, other people's problems. This is not when we do that, but I think we're going to do one anyway. The way
this
the show
is
working,
doesn't feel like an OPP. It feels more like an intervention.
No, it's not, because I genuinely. So the way the show's working now is.
Oh no.
Tiak has to run in and out of the room.
Yeah.
To grab calls, to like throw things on the blog and do, like, you're working your butt off. Aaron occasionally saunters out of the studio to do a traffic and weather report. But most of the time, she's just kicked up in here smoking one of BJ's toss-away cigars.
I've never done that. I will never do that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you two are having a great time in here. I can always see.
No, but she does.
A lot of yawning going on in here.
Okay, in my defense, it's very cold, and I yawn when I'm cold. So
it's not cold in here. It's so humid in here.
Oh.
But so Aaron and I have had a couple of more extra moments to have conversations that you're not involved in, T-Hack.
Yes, yeah.
But to be honest, I don't really know what you would offer to them. Because he's so blissfully happily married.
Well, that's exactly why.
Because we are
the mess ups.
Jesus. I got a resume when it comes to dating, don't I? Or marrying.
There you go.
But so Aaron has confided in me, and now I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, as you know, T-Hack, we did a little math the other day. We were talking, and Aaron has claimed to have slept with half of Denver, and then it occurred to T-Hack, well, that's all of the men.
Yeah, it's fun with statistics there. Technically,
that's everyone.
Yeah,
in the gender of your choice, right there. So, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're like done. You told me. She said I deleted all the apps. She's done.
Because previously I'd mentioned that I was thinking about calling things off with this dude because it was another situationship and it just seemed like whatever. He called me that night. I don't know if he heard, but he called me that night and was like, hey, yeah, I've been wasting your time. It's probably best that we end this. And I was like, okay. So
it's not you, it's me. I've been wasting your time. How does that, in the Venn diagram,
but
who's
I also
the bad
was
guy?
Feeling that as well. So like, it wasn't a surprise.
Well, he's taking ownership,
yeah.
But he's also saying,
you
he's,
need
he's
more
ending
than
it.
Like,
yeah, I don't know who is. Did you appreciate it that he said that, or were you?
Yeah, because I mean, I was also feeling the same thing, and I was gonna wait until the end of the month, and then
what's going on here?
It happened, whatever.
But so she booted the apps.
Yeah. So after that, I deleted the apps. But I don't understand what happened. My Tinder stayed on even though I deleted it. So I don't understand. So I took
it's
that as a sign.
Too powerful.
No, I literally took that as a sign and was like,
"You are."
Well, let me reinstall.
How do you know it
so
stayed
Hinge
on without?
Back? Because I was scrolling and I saw it there, and I was like, "What is that doing there?" I deleted it.
You probably just deleted it from your home screen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But Hinge I fully deleted because I had to go into the app store to find it.
Because you've re-downloaded it already.
Yeah.
So you deleted it for a day?
For like a weekend.
Jesus.
Well, here's my, because you're right, I'm not in this world. But so my question, genuinely, it seems like when you're dating someone, that's when you delete it. When you break up, that's when you would download it. But you did it the opposite. You got the relationship ended, and then you deleted,
deleted
that
out of anger.
But it wasn't a full relationship.
Okay,
it was a situation.
Yes, yeah. But I would think that's when I'd get back on.
Well, you're right. But after being in situationship after situationship, it's like, oh gosh, I need a break.
Okay.
So
because Hinge calls itself the app.
It's like the app that you. Want to delete or something?
Or you're gonna delete. It's like they claim you're gonna delete it, but it's like you're not gonna delete it if you keep getting halfway home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, designed to be deleted.
Designed to be deleted. Yeah. There you go. And it's like designed to be deleted and reinstalled.
Designed to just hang out over here
Designed to be hidden on that far away page on your screen.
So then I asked her today while you were out of the room.
Okay.
So how's the no dating going?
Oh.
Right.
And
I mentioned I had reinstalled, but I think it's because I just like the attention.
Which I just want to say to anybody listening, I hope this is interesting because I think there's so many people like me back out there after a divorce, like Aaron back out there after a couple of not great relationships and or situationships. That's super introspective to know that I don't know that your intention is genuinely finding the one as much as it is right now.
It's interesting
just being showered in attention.
It's almost like all or nothing, where it's like I could see myself being in a long-term relationship, like being serious, or just talk to me, and that's all I want. I don't actually want to meet up with you.
Not even relations.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to watch movies? Do you want to cuddle?
Sure.
But then no guy's going to just stop there.
Right. And then you get into the situationship. And then it's like, you're really cool, but no.
And with you, if a guy cuddles you right, then you just...
I latch on so quickly. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's why I can't do like the middle ground.
The one
ground.
Night or yeah. the like little situation. Like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like I was going to try, and I don't know if we're going to just ask people to like text in ideas. I don't know what you do in this time if it's not the apps. Because I dated a girl who basically everybody she went out with, she met at bars. But not like dive in, right? Not like a dive bar on Broadway, which is also a fun place to meet somebody. Mm. But it's a different type of person that if you're sitting at like La Perdida or whatever it's called in Wash Park and you're just sitting there enjoying like a little Mexican appetizer and like, oh, hey, is that good? Oh, yeah, it's really good. You should want to try it. And like, making out and like whatever. Yeah. No?
I mean, well, is that frowned upon to go someplace that you don't normally go to try to meet someone like you're
frowned upon by whom?
I don't know. Like if you don't normally go to that bar and then now you're there trying to meet a woman there because you think it makes you look better that you're in that bar, but you're not really.
You're not normally there.
Or is that just dating? You're always just trying to look better than
what
you are.
I don't know. I think that's what you have to do, right? Isn't
that? I would think. Yeah, you just got to go to where.
If you
want to
date a doctor, I mean, you're not. You don't.
You
don't go to State House by my house. You're gonna go. To like the bars closest to the hospital or the bars closest to Cherry Hills because that's where they live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like set your bar for your friends and your lovers. Like you're not going to find, unless you want sort of a blue collar person.
Yeah.
Don't go to El Jardín. I'm sorry. No, but I'm saying doctors still go, but you know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah.
We got to figure out what it is that Aaron wants/needs. Because I feel like her big brother, and I'm like...
That's the thing. I don't know if we can figure it out, because I don't know if I know.
I can understand the attention, because that's like a new relationship. You're just getting to know someone.
Well,
and
I've heard
that, like,
from so many people, and I'm kind of learning firsthand, is like, they're addicting, because you're getting that quick boost of...
Oh my God, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And like, guys, from the guy side, we're encouraged to not just hit like. Like, girls can just hit like, that's all they have to do. Guys, we have to like pick a photo and say something. Because if we just hit like, she's just going to go, he didn't say anything, he didn't say anything. But it's like, if I go, oh my God, I've never seen hair that color. Or if I say something about what air, like, if you, I don't know
respond
if you have
respond to one of my prompts or something.
Yes,
yeah.
Then we have to chum a lot harder than the women do.
Yeah.
And so Aaron's already getting that attention.
Yeah.
Little dopamine rush.
Yeah, just kind of delivered.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see your Hinge. I bet it's...
you can, absolutely.
How many...
What does a notification even look like?
It's more like, for her, it's like a strobe light.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, there's a list of... playlists to boink to is basically what it is. Playlists to fornicate to.
Number one is The Slacker Show. You can stream anytime on demand on the Odyssey app.
God, I love you when you do things like that.
We're number one. We'll get you.
The Weeknd is on there.
The Weeknd, but not the current stuff, like OG, like SoundCloud Weeknd.
But The Weeknd was a very different artist back in the day. I remember when I first started
like
hearing
what kind of he sounded like Michael Jackson to me when he first came out.
Yeah, but he's way less poppy and way more.
Way
drug
more like
and,
sultry and
yeah, sultry. That's a great word for it.
Yeah,
he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like the most grimy underground music ever.
So you liked him then. You don't like him now.
I still like him now. I just don't.
It was just different.
Yeah, I don't get it on to him as much anymore. So I don't know how he feels about that, if he's losing popularity.
I'm pretty sure The Weeknd's okay not picturing you getting it on to him. One of the names on the list, by the way, the list needs to only be one name, Prince. Prince, like, if you've not made sweet, sweet love to the Purple Rain album, you are missing out. There is an ebb and a flow. There's slow tempo into mid tempo into.
But isn't it? How is that different than the cha cha slide? They're just giving you the instructions. They're like, at this point, do that. And you're like, you're not dancing. And in the same analogy, I'm sure you can transpose what I'm saying. You're following instructions. You're like, this isn't me. This is just I followed the game.
Okay, let's start here.
This like, album that
you had to get your remote out, get your phone out and pair it to your Bluetooth speaker, or heaven forbid, you're living in the dark ages and walk over and put a CD in and go play. So
I kind of like that more.
Okay.
Put on a vinyl.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you put on you don't want it to start with. You have to walk back over. You have to bring her a glass of wine or whatever. Like, there's... So, it's not following instructions. It's just... It's in the correct order. It doesn't start with wham, bam. It starts with, like... like, it's down here, right?
Yeah, but isn't there ever a time where she goes, let's just get to track three?
Okay, like, then you can skip. I mean, not on an album.
Yeah, no, we have to wait.
No, you can just jump up and down on the floor till the needle bumps over. No?
Yeah. I mean, just if we're up in the bedroom, I'm usually jumping up and down on the like, yes!
Yes, yes, do it! Dad? Here's the thing that's on the list that's disturbing to, I believe, everyone in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What are you going to... What?
She might have a couple from like
Shake It Off.
No, like a Folklore Evermore where they're the slower ones.
No, you can't.
Or from Tortured Poets Department.
No. Yeah, would you make love to that?
It's from just one of the three. Like, yeah.
I'd start with like, are you ready for it? Like,
you'd do it more like a stadium show.
Yes,
and costume change.
100%. Here comes the snake, and then Reputation.
This is where I come out of the floor.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's better.
Everyone's wristbands change colors at the same time.
Oh my God! How long before we have that technology? Because she can do it at her concerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to have.
I mean, no, you have.
You're on to something.
There's already lights, like the string lights that you can set to music.
No, I need it.
What do you need it set to?
You need like a mood ring?
No, well, yeah, kind of. Like, I need it set to my tempo.
Okay.
So, like, I'd have a gyroscope on me somewhere.
Gotcha. All right.
In me, whatever. Like, attached to me somewhere. And then what I'm doing, the lights in the room are doing.
Okay. But doesn't she need one too? And then you kind of have competing.
Yeah, it's not about her.
Okay.
It's not about her.
Oh my gosh.
It's not the random stranger show. It's the slacker show. But do you think Taylor makes love to her own music?
No.
Or any artist. Like, but no. Taylor specifically.
Taylor, no.
Well, I would think it'd be hard because she knows everyone in the music industry. And so if you're Travis and you're in the room with her and you're getting it on, you got to be thinking, has she met this person? Has she dated this person? Is she
exactly.
thinking about them? Is she thinking about, oh, that was such a great chord change? Like, is she even listening? Is she even...
I got to be honest. That is almost... I very rarely listen to music during that time now because my brain is turned on to that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, they did the... They did the devil's note. They did the sharp four.
I remember there was one time, there's only been one time where there was music and the Eagles came on and I was like, I can't focus. it's the Eagles.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of some dudes who lost their deposit on their U-Haul, but I think we all would do the same. It'll make sense in a moment.
All right.
Moment. Sorry. I just don't like the way I say the word moment. Can you just do your tease
say
right
it
here? Because now I've taken
no,
the
say
whole
it again.
Moment. It's a moment.
No, I wanted the regular.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I heard the first time.
We don't have time for stupendously stupid stories.
We are them today.
At the moment.
I've got a story about a guy who probably has watched the movie Tangled a few too many times.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stories of stupendous stupidity.
A man in Nashville. I did
so
it.
So proud
I
of you!
I did it!
Come on.
He found himself in some trouble after he hit another guy over the head with a frying pan.
Oh my God, that is Tangled!
As a Quo Flynn writer, I gotta get myself one of those things. We love multi-purpose items. Police were called and he openly admitted to the assault.
Yay!
And he showed proof. Okay. There was a dent in the frying pan.
Nice!
I couldn't think of any puns for this one, but I do have a joke.
Okay.
What's a spell that you can learn with a frying pan?
I don't know what.
What?
Cast iron.
My turn.
Wait a moment.
Wait a moment. I can't do it, man. I can't.
You got it.
I can't even look at my story. All I can think of is the word moment. Okay, pull it together, man. Okay, my story's from New York. So these dudes rented a U-Haul and they're just driving down the road as one does. Hopefully they got the one with the little mother-in-law attic up top. You pay extra for that one, but it's real nice because you can put stuff up there. Yeah, I like to put my mother-in-law up there if I'm being totally honest.
You should have some sort of check before they just let you drive away with one of those things.
No, you don't have to check out on a U-Haul. You just get after it. So he's driving down the road and he realizes there's some sort of reptile underneath the seat.
Ooh.
There was a 3.5 foot long live snake.
Oh, wow.
At which point he was actually in traffic. He let his foot off the gas and fully smashed everybody in line. He crashed the car because of the snake. I don't really have a...
Well, technically the snake was the only one in the car when it crashed. He's got some... There's some legal...
I mean, they were...
He'll be able to slither out of this one.
I'm a slithery little snake.
I'm going back to it, everyone. It's the moment. We don't have any more stories. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh my God, this sucks. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.